Dear friends, despair isn't normal. It is a big deal, and hey, it shouldn't happen. Now, sometimes the reason we despair is because we did some bad things in our past. We're trying to be good, we're trying to move forward, but the shackles of the past keep holding us down. So, let me quote you a verse from the Holy Quran where Allah says, "Say, O my servants, who have acted extravagantly against their own souls, do not despair of the mercy of Allah. Surely Allah forgives the faults altogether. Surely He is the forgiving, the merciful." Now, some subtle points, if you will. First, Allah says, "O my servants," and not, "O you sinners." Even though Allah is addressing the sinners, He still addresses them as my servants. So that the hopelessness of the servants may be turned into hopefulness in the mercy of Allah. Second, Allah says, "Those who have acted extravagantly." See how soft Allah is being with us so that we don't lose hope in His mercy? Tangent! You gotta ask for sincere forgiveness. Third, Allah has told the sinners, "Don't despair of divine mercy." So Allah is commanding you to never, ever despair. Fourth, the all-merciful Allah did not stop at all this. He adds, "Surely Allah forgives the faults altogether." Meaning the statement covers all the sins altogether. Fifth, at the end of the verse, Allah repeats, "Surely He is the forgiving, the merciful." To stress upon the fact that Allah desires to forgive those who sincerely repent. Tangent! You gotta repent. Praise and glory be to Allah. One verse with a whole lot of wisdom. I wonder what the rest of the Quran says. This was a 1 minute wisdom with you wherever you are.
Wherever you are.